Chad Harper from Hip Hop Saves Lives. It's so great to have you back on Health Cetera, now Health Cetera in the Catskills. Thank you for being available today.
My pleasure. It's been a long time, and I'm really happy to catch up with you.
Yes. Well, so you've understood for a long time that music can be a force for promoting health and well-being among people. Tell us about your perspectives on music as a source for social change.
Wow. I have to say, in my travels, I really have to say, like in Africa and the Middle East and parts of Central and South America, music and social change go hand in hand. And I feel like the United States, I feel like, has lost some of that because of the pop culture and the money and the power behind the music and the musicians. Not to say that, America hasn't created legendary social change music. But I can say in other parts of the world, music, to think of music as social change is like an immediate thought for a lot of other countries in different parts of the world. And, for me growing up and, there was something that was called conscious hip hop, and that was the hip hop that talked about social issues, that talked about Black history. I always tell, there's a rapper named Queen Latifah where I really learned how to respect a woman through hip hop, and she had songs where like, "You are not gonna call me a bitch," and she put her foot down against a lot of pop culture, I guess rappers at the time. And yeah, for me, the power of music and to be used in social change, for me, it's just like an instant thought, It's not a secondary thought for me.
It is integral to your work.
Absolutely.
So you're at the Paralympics right now in Paris. What are you doing there?
Well, last year in Sierra Leone, in September and October, I recorded a song called Ability with two rappers who had, they're survivors of polio. That's how they say it, and their community were survivors of polio. And it was because, traveling through Africa, if you have a disability, you're just expected to beg for change on the side of the road. That's just what your life is going to be. Economics, like job opportunities, there's not enough industry in a lot of African countries for even people with college degrees to have jobs. So, to let alone a person with a disability, they're just kind of left to the side. And I grew up with a slightly limited left leg. I had a tumor in my knee from the age of 5 to 15 when they actually properly diagnosed it as a tumor and removed it. And since then, I've lived in pain. I don't have full flexibility. I can't run top speed. Even today at the Paralympics, walking around, to so many different places, my knee's tired. I have to take ibuprofen. But long story short, I'm telling a long response to this. But I'm here promoting this song Ability. I've outlined a 10-year campaign. I've submitted this song to the Grammys for Best Social Change Song. So I have flyers that I'm promoting. I have banners that I've made. But I realized here in France, like setting up on the streets is not something that you can really do. In France, in the United States, it's easy. We have a lot of street vendors. So I'm like, now I'm looking, trying to meet people that have business owners to set up in their stores or set up in their businesses. But I have flyers. I'm handing out flyers, and I'm just making connections and really getting familiar with the disabled community and understanding their ways of life and understanding that I've been part of this community my whole life, because I've lived in pain. I've had to limit physical activity, as a kid with my tumor in my knee. There's days I spent in bed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't, you know, I've had a, it's been a major part of my entire life. And embracing this community and uplifting them through this song and promoting has been, you know, a true joy for me.
So tell us about the song Ability. What led you to do this work? You're the producer of it. I'm not sure. Did you also write the song?
I wrote my verse. So there's the two rappers who have polio that wrote their verses first. And then I wrote my verse. And then I wanted to bring some celebrity to the song in Sierra Leone. So I was able to pay one of the top rappers in Sierra Leone to put a verse on the song and speak out for the community. And her name is Tasha Swadu. And she's a famous woman rapper in Sierra Leone. And I shout out her for lending her celebrity to the song. And then my music production partner in Nairobi, Kenya, a friend of his, not a friend of his, an industry person in Nairobi, messaged him and said, I've been watching your work and I see that you're partnering with this organization, Hip Hop Saves Lives, who travels the world and does all these songs with a lot of, you know, young kids and teenagers and young adults. And he was like, I want to help support your music. Come to find out, this guy was nominated for a Grammy just 2 years ago in 2022 for Best Children's Song. So he works with children as well. So I immediately told him, we have this song, and I would love for you to just jump on this song and add some additional vocals. And he did such a beautiful job. So now we have a Grammy-nominated singer on the song, and he's been mentoring me to submit the song to the Grammys and what to do to get the Grammys' attention. So coming here to the Paralympics was one of the things. But initially, what made me write this song, I was just in Sierra Leone just looking for a story. And I came out of kind of a fancy beach bar. And six guys, you know, came up to me immediately and were begging for change. And I think four were in wheelchairs and two were in crutches. And they came at me like they kind of caught me off guard. And I was like, what are you guys, a gang? Are you here to attack me? You know, because they came like, you know, really abrupt. And, you know, I was just making jokes with them. And they said, you know, we're homeless. We live in this abandoned building over here. We live on the beach and we beg. And so I just kind of started talking to them and understanding what it's like to live with a disability in a country like Sierra Leone, that, you know, has a lot of financial struggles. And they just explained to me, our life is as a disabled is to beg on the street. That's the only opportunities we have. So I did a small fundraiser, got them each $50 to kind of start small businesses. Some of them wanted to. The most popular thing was like they have these little trays with they sell cigarettes, they sell candy, they sell lighters, they sell gum. They just a tray that they set outside of the bars and the clubs and sell to the patrons, you know. So I got them these little trays to just sell outside the bars and to the beach. You know, people come to the beach and they, you know, they were just so taken back by it. And they're like, you know, I remember going to check on them a few days later and one of them telling me like I normally make 20, 30 Sierra Leone dollars a day. But yesterday I made 70, which is enough to like buy food for the day and have money for tomorrow. And he was like, I've never experienced, I've never like had a business and I could sell something and I can depend on myself. So just giving them an opportunity to be self-reliant was a beautiful experience.
That's great. That's great. Good on you for doing that. So Hip Hop Saves Lives has been this organization that you founded to that uses music for social change. And you've had a number of projects that have really been impactful. Can you give us a couple examples of some of the work, other work that you've done around this?
Sure, I would say one of the biggest ones is one I did in Liberia with deaf children. I was just there to visit an organization to volunteer, and a friend of mine was doing a documentary on the abilities of deaf children because these children were like orphans from a civil war. and no one would take them in, and they lived on the street. This one man started a school and brought them in his home, and his wife wasn't very happy with him bringing, I think he was dealing with about 17 or 15 kids. And long story short, she ended up leaving him for taking on this big responsibility. And my friend was connected to him through a friend of hers who works with deaf children in Washington, D.C. They were doing a documentary, and I was just sitting in on watching the documentary, and these words just popped in my head. And I started to sing, if you could talk with your hands and listen with your eyes, then maybe you would realize I'm just like you.
Beautiful.
And that ended up being, thank you, the lead lines in the chorus of a song. And then I told my friend, hey, why don't we, because she was there to shoot and then make a trailer for the documentary and then come back later and finish it. And I said, why don't we, you edit a trailer, but I record a song and the trailer be the music video for the song. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. So again, I looked up who was the most famous rapper in the country, hired him to be on the song with me to bring attention to the song. The song exploded in Liberia. It ended up being like a number one song to the point the vice president later that year invited the famous rapper who I had on the song to the president's house to meet with him and talk with him. How can we address these deaf children who have been left orphans from the war? And I got a message from the guy who founded the school, and he said the song is a national anthem, and I can't walk down the street without people yelling to me, I'm just like you, I'm just like you, because that was the name of the song. And he said, not that this is about my wife, but now she knows that I'm a national hero for dealing, for taking in all these kids, and she left me. So not only has it brought great attention to my work, but he said it's a little sweet revenge for my wife who walked out on me.
That's a wonderful story. Wonderful story. And I'm thinking about actually a nurse that I know that we've had on the program by the name of Michelle Lickman, who's doing work around how healthcare providers don't pay attention to people who are hearing impaired and the communication around information, et cetera. So I'm going to have to get that song from you and share it with her. I'm sure she'll very much enjoy it and appreciate this story. Well, your work is really fabulous. It's such a great example of using music to promote health. And of course, on Health Cetera, we talk about health is connected to all things and particularly to social change. So Chad Harper from Hip Hop Saves Lives, thank you for the work that you're doing. And for people who would like to learn more about your work, how can they do so?
Yes, on my website is hiphopsaveslivestv.com. Make sure you put the TV in there because I don't know what comes up.
TV.
So yes, hiphopsaveslivestv.com. And then also my Instagram, which is just Hip Hop Saves Lives, are the best places to follow me.
Well, Chad Harper, it is a pleasure talking with you again and enjoy the rest of the Paralympics. And I hope Ability wins a Grammy.
Thank you so much. I'm pushing really hard, and I'm really thankful for this opportunity. And all the listeners, thank you so much.